You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Activities and Development.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse with me, Hugo Sharp, interviewing Davish. So why don't you start just telling us a bit about yourself, what role you're running for and why you want to run for it.
My name is Davish. I'm a final year law student here. And I'm running for Vice President Activities and Development. And the reason I'm running for this role is I have been part of 2-3 societies as a committee member. And I know what it's like to be on the other side, as VP Activities and Development works with the societies. So I know the work we have to do and the issues we face. So I think I could fill in the gap and make it smoother and help societies perform more.
Okay. What inspired you to run for the role?
It was this very reason, because I wanted to run for a post for the Student Union.
Okay.
So the reason this role, I was inspired for this role is because I faced some issues while as a committee member, filling in the forms, engaging with the union. So I think I could do fill in the gap and do something with this role to help improve the system.
Okay. What specifically do you think you'd bring in? Do you think you'd change? Do you think you'd add to the role?
So we could do more sessions with the committee members, the society members, and get their feedback of what they want to change and the things they find difficult or complex, so we could make it easier for them.
Okay, yeah. Who would you say has been the biggest influence on your life? Like, who would you say like has inspired you, has, you know, encouraged you throughout your life, or who you've looked up to and thought, aren't they amazing?
It has to be my father. I've seen him work up. He had a business, and I've seen him work very hard and built it up. And I've seen him through the bad times and the good times of how he has always survived through it. So he has been a big influence.
Okay. If you had a dinner party and had three famous people from the past or present you could invite, who would you choose and why?
Three people. I'd have... coming from Pakistan, I would have, from the past, I would have the founder of the country, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, because he was a lawyer and I am doing law as well. So I would want to have him at a dinner party and have a chat with him. And I would have maybe the world leaders today, maybe Donald Trump, maybe Keir Starmer, talk with them about what's going in their mind.
Yeah, what they're thinking.
How do they make decisions.
Yeah. What's, if you had one item you couldn't live without, you've only got to choose this one item, what would you choose? Like, you can't have anything else other than this one item for the rest of your life. What couldn't you really live without? If you're like stuck on a desert island or something, there's one item you thought, I can't live without this.
So I have to have that item with me. It has to be my mobile.
Your mobile. Yeah. Keep you connected to everyone.
Yeah, so yeah. I can connect with everyone, just share daily updates from the desert. How's life there?
Yeah. Who would you say is your favourite artist, your favourite musician?
Ed Sheeran,
yeah. Is that just you love his music? Do you have any songs you'd choose of his or anyone else you'd say like that really stands out to you as a...
Just like all of his albums.
All of his albums, yeah. What meal deal items do you go to? As a go-to meal deal, would you say, like, what sandwich, what drink, what, like, snack would you have as a lunch?
The egg sandwich.
Okay.
I think it's just a no-brainer. Like, you can never go wrong with it. And as a drink, I'll have orange juice and have a chocolate bar as a snack.
Very nice, yeah. What particular moment of pride would you say you've experienced in your life? So, like, if you think back throughout your life, what would you say you've done that you thought, I'm really happy I've achieved this?
There have been many moments like that. having good OA-level grades. I think one from the recent one in the university would be I was president of Pakistan Society. So this year I've seen the committee who took over me doing very well and making the events better, more numbers, better quality. So I was very proud that how it went up from, from the last 2 years.
If you had a celebrity to read an audiobook of an autobiography of your life, who would you want to have read it for you?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. That's a good choice. Well, thank you for coming on, Ranvid. It's been great to have you on. I've been Hugo Sharp for The Pulse. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350.
Your vote, your union, your voice.
Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.